Blog Talk Radio.
To UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. That was me, P. Meyer McCain, singing Jesus So Beautiful. It's my new release on Renegade Soul Records, and you'll be hearing it. You can hear it on Amazon and iTunes, YouTube, and so forth, okay? Praise the Lord. So, hi, everyone. Welcome to this edition of United Christian Ambassadors Radio, also known as UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I am your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and I would like to welcome all of my faithful UCA members and visitors. Call, text, inbox all your friends right now and family members and tell them to call in, or just click on my picture on Facebook. on Tumblr, on Alignable, or Twitter, LinkedIn, wherever you see the post of this broadcast in order to listen from your computer. Just click on my picture and listen from your computer, or just simply dial in. And the dial-in number is 646-668-8537. All righty. If you see the post on Instagram, I'll have the number up there, too. It's the same, 646-668-8537. So tell them to join me for this 1 hour as I preach on how to bow down before the Lord and the reason for it. The title of my message today is Every Knee Shall Bow. Sometimes we tend to take God for granted. We worship him when we feel like it. We go to church every once in a while, and we pray only when something is wrong. It seems as though no one ever think about how it would be when we are actually face to face with God. What would we do? What would you do? Would you bow down before him? Well, I think so. As a matter of fact, I know so. Once we see him in all of his glory, you have no other choice but to bow down before him. Keep in mind that every knee shall bow. So that means that you, me, our families, our neighbors, and everyone you know, even spirits, will bow down before him. When we see him and how his glory and power radiates from him, we will see how great, mighty, and powerful he is. Then we will fall down on our knees in worship and praise. Get ready for a powerful message today. So stay with me for this full hour. You will be blessed and strengthened. So stay with me and do not repeat. Do not go away. We'll be right back. Let's look at the Lord face to face.
I want it.
This is UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors. And as I always say, all true believers, workers, and disciples of Jesus Christ are ambassadors for Christ. And that makes you a UCA member. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we call upon you right now to ask that you open up our hearts and our minds that we can receive of you this very day. Open our hearts. Give us the revelation of who you are, the revelation of Jesus Christ, the revelation of the time that we're living in, the time of the age that we're living in and the age to come. Give us the revelation of ourselves in Christ Jesus, so that we will know your perfect will, your perfect plan in this hour. Open up our understanding so we can grasp your word and keep it. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And now let's get into the message for today. Our message today is entitled, Every Knee Shall Bow. Every knee shall bow. Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. This scripture says every knee and every tongue, even demons know this, for they too will bow down at the presence of God. So why is it that man has no fear or reverence toward God? Why do men blaspheme his holy name? Why do they challenge God? Why do they curse his holy name? And why do they deny his very existence? Why do they rebel against him? How can they deny the one who created all things by his word, which is his word, which is the energetic creative sound and wind of his breath? It's the sound waves. It's the wind of his breath. Psalm 33, verse 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. So why do mankind try to make themselves gods? Why do they cover up the name of Jesus and treat his name as though it's a curse word? Why is man so prideful, evil, and untrustworthy? Yet they want to be God. That's true. They want to be God. You see, the Lord doesn't mind if we are as he is, because the Lord wants us to be as he is. But man wants to be God, and that's an impossibility. The world just don't know who they're dealing with when it comes to God. We must bow down at his presence. His very glory will force you downward with your face to the ground. His glory is heavy. When you see him and know who he is, you just can't help but to bow down before him. Like I said, even demons bow down at his very presence. The world doesn't know him. If they did, then they would know that it was God who created the heavens and the earth, which means that God created the spiritual and the physical, the spirit and the natural, the heavenly and the tangible, like earth. And all the planets, stars, everything you can see with your natural eyes that you can touch or feel, anything, any object, big or small, even other planets that you can actually, that they try to walk on, but that you can walk on, anything you can touch and feel that's natural. God created all things, the physical and the spirit, the spiritual. Everything God created was either physical, hard, soft, sharp, ice and dust particles, things hot, cold, liquid, spirit. All that is spiritual, God created. But the kingdom of God is going to be both spiritual and physical, thus making it a new heaven and a new earth. In the kingdom of heaven, earth will become spiritual, and all the inhabitants of the earth will be celestial beings. Earth will become a spiritual place, yet still a physical place, but nevertheless a spiritual place. And all the inhabitants of the earth will be celestial beings. This is in the kingdom of heaven, when heaven and earth becomes one. God is the great God that created all things just by speaking. God speaks his word, and creative power and energy goes forth from his breath, and life comes forth from out of him. Then a universe is created. God spoke, and light came into being. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, and God said, light be. That's actually what he said in the beginning. He said, light be, and there was light. The light that God created was the light of his own glory among all kinds of lights. But the light of his glory is a bright and shining light, a glistening light with a powerful brightness, so powerful that it's blinding to the natural eye. God created lights of all kinds, even the light of comprehension, revelation, and knowledge. You know, when the light comes on, bang. The light of God is life. It is the life source of all that exists. Did you know that we are to become his lights? Even the blood of the glorified Jesus Christ is no longer red, but light. So why shouldn't we bow down before him? Our God is a consuming fire. God is the fire that can consume you in a second, or it cleanses you. It burns all of the hay, wood, and stubble of sin out of our lives. It destroys the fallen nature altogether, and God's fire can restore and refresh you. As powerful as God's fire is, it is also very gentle. It can set on a dry bush on fire and not consume it. God is going to make us his flames of fire. So why shouldn't we bow down at his presence? You know, why shouldn't we bow down even now before we see him in all of his glory? All of heaven know and see his glory. The heavens, they see it. In the heavenly realm, for the host of heaven bows down and gives him praise. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6. You alone are the Lord. You have made the heavens, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to all of them, and the heavenly host bows down before you. Yet mankind will not bow down to the King of Glory. Everything physical that man tries to create comes from God and his creation. If man is so powerful, why can't they create their own substance? After all, according to them, they're God. Why can't they create their own substance then, their own materials, their own air, their own elements? Why? Because they are fallen-natured creatures. They cannot create or build anything unless they get it from God. Even the ideas that they have to create something, any idea that comes to them came from God. Everything they use comes from God. It actually comes from what God has already created. They're just using something borrowed. Everything, including electronics, It all came from God. Any and all mechanical things, motors, computers, everything. Man has to use God's airwaves for radios, televisions, and telephones, which God created. Even the concept of all these things came from the mind of God, which he gave to man. All elements, materials, lights, like, you know, laser beams and electricity, everything comes from God. But man takes the credit for it. Like I said, even the knowledge that man possesses comes from God. All the bright ideas for inventions and discoveries comes from God. So why is man so lofty and high-minded? How do they think they can do anything without God? Every individual is born with gifts of some sort. But the problem is that most people use their gifts to do Satan's will instead of doing God's will, which would be a worship to God if they did so, if they did God's will. When you do God's will, it's a worship to God. Your life becomes a worship to God. Man thinks too highly of themselves, but not one person can truly answer the question that God asked Job in Job 38, verses 4 through 6. The Lord says, "Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if you have understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it, whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof?" Not one person on this earth can answer these questions unless God himself gave you the revelation of all of it. But men of the world, these people of the world have no idea where they were when God created the heavens and the earth. Man is so far from where God is that there's just no comparison. It makes you wonder, why would mankind even try to be God? It's impossible. Mankind does not have the capacity to even be close to God in power, in might, in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Words cannot express how impossible it is for man to be God. The mindset of mankind is evil continually, and man's deeds are sinful. And even if it wasn't, it is still impossible for a mere man to be God. Yet, they constantly and consistently try, because they have been deceived into thinking that they are actually God. They think that they're God. They call themselves God. They're being deceived by lying, deceiving, and seducing spirits. But God is higher than high. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. The Lord says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So why do these worldly men try to compete with God? They strive for power. They want control, praise. They want to be worshipped. And if they decide that they want to worship a god, well, then they create their own gods. You know, the gods of silver, gold, jewelry, money, you know, materials which cannot speak or think or create. Neither can these things save them. Nevertheless, they put these false gods in special places and keep them locked up and guarded. But still, thieves come in and steal them. These worldly men worship having worldly power. They worship this. They want this. Desire it so strong, having worldly power, worldly knowledge. They worship medicine and science. They worship their industry, their careers, or other people. And when they feel religious, They worship their false, ungodly religions and even politics. They worship anything or anyone except the one true living God. Yes, mankind will actually worship anything, even if it has to be themselves. Or they will turn to demons and worship them. They will turn to witchcraft in its many deceitful forms and Satanism. And in order to get deep spiritual help, they will actually turn to mediums, warlocks, witches, and wizards. They would rather look to the dark side and continually run from or avoid the true light of Jesus Christ. They cover Jesus up. They push him out of society, out of government, even out of science, not realizing that God created science. They want to push God out of the music industry. They prefer to have the music of the world to be secular music only in order to keep the people sidetracked and keep them praising themselves or praising others, praising objects, nature, and so on. They prefer any kind of music except music that would glorify God. They push the Lord out of our military, deceiving themselves into thinking it is by their own power that makes them a great nation. They say it's their own power and their own knowledge that causes them to conquer other nations. They're pushing God out of everything. They actually think they can go on living and continue to exist. When you push God out of everything, then you're pushing yourself out because then you fail to exist. They change God's laws and commandments in order to replace them with their rebellious laws, their rules and regulations, and continue to add their canon laws and dogmas. They're trying to develop a lawless society. But why? Why? Why are they pushing Jesus out of everything? Because as long as Jesus is around, they can't fully have control over the world like they want. They need to control Christianity. They need to control Christians or destroy them. That's part of their agenda, control or destroy. These ungodly and unbelieving world leaders continually open doors or portals for demons to enter into a country, a state, or a province, a city, a county, a community, our neighborhoods, and on until they have entered into your homes using any kind of device, an object necessary to enter into your houses and then into your mind. Mankind would rather do all of these things rather than to bow down to the one true living God and give him glory. They give all credit to their false gods, which are demons, or to themselves. They just don't know that one day they will have to face God. What will be the outcome when man faces God? Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 11 says this: the Lord will be terrifying to them. Talking about those who reject him, the people of the world. For he will starve all the gods of the earth. God will take away their worship of other gods when he steps into the scene. And all the coastlands of the nations will bow down to him, everyone from his own place. Yes, everyone will eventually bow down to Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, and King. Yet, believe it or not, there will still be some who will not bow down at first to the great God of the universe, the creator of all that exists. There are still some who will not bow down to him, although the Lord cries out to them daily by the mouths of his prophets, pastors, evangelists, apostles, and teachers, but the world do not listen or hearken to his voice. Even when he speaks to them through dreams and visions and with an audible voice. Isaiah 45, verse 22, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. So now, their end, those who rejected the Lord, that refused to bow down, if they continue, their end will be very sad and very, very bad if they don't humble themselves. Repent and receive the Lord. For it is written in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, these are all the people of the world who will not bow down to the living God, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. They will all experience the second death. That's bad, real bad. People of the world have no idea how bad this is. What people of the world don't understand is that there's a price to pay for those who reject the Lord and refuse to bow down to him. And the price is very heavy. But for those who love the Lord, those who have received the revelation of Jesus Christ, they are the ones who give the one true living God all the praise and all the glory, because they know their future in God the Father. They know him because they enter into his courts with praise and thanksgiving constantly. And they know that they will live forever in the kingdom of God. Therefore, they bow down to the great God of creation even now. Psalm 5, verse 7, but as for me, by your abundant loving kindness, I will enter your house. At your holy temple, I will bow in reverence for you. When you open your heart to receive the Lord, you can't help but to bow down before him. How can you not bow down? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. God is great. Psalm 145, verse 3. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. God is holy. There's none like him, neither shall there ever be. Psalm 90, verse 2. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. How can you not bow down to him even now? Psalm 145, verse 5, great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. His praise should always be on our lips and in our hearts. We should always bow the head, bend the knee, or lift up holy hands before our God and King. Psalm 95, verse 6. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. God is so great and holy. So why does he put up with us and our rebellious ways? Why is he so patient with us? Psalm chapter 8, verse 3 and 4. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? Why do you love us so much, Lord? For that alone we should bow down. As Paul said in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, for this reason I bow my knees before the Father. We serve God. We serve our God and Father, yet he's the one who continually serves us. Assist us, deliver us, heal us, provide for us, fight our battles for us, build us up, encourage us, renew us, and refresh us. He gives us so many good reasons to worship him and praise him. So why shouldn't we bow down to him continually? This is what the Lord continually do for us in Psalm 147, verses 3 to 11. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our God and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. God gave himself to be crucified in order to restore us and reconcile us back to himself. He became a man in order to fulfill his laws for us, because we could not fulfill his laws on our own. Therefore, he became a man in order to take the punishment of sin away from us. God took Adam's punishment, which was also meant for us, unto himself. And he did it all as a man, as Jesus Christ. And then God exalted himself as a man. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Wherefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Once God has unveiled the mystery between God and Christ, then you realize that, wow, Jesus is God, brought to light, made obvious, clearly seen in a flesh and blood body, and he can actually appear at any time right in our midst. God can be literally with us as a man. God, the King of the universe, the King of glory, the King of kings, brought himself low to be in the likeness of sinful flesh and became our sacrificial lamb. God is the one who gave his physical life so that we can live forever with him in the kingdom of heaven. That was an example expression of his love for us. And now he's going to show forth the full expression of his love again as he dwells in us and then rises up and shine from within us, causing his glory to be a bright light that will draw all men to him. Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles, which are the other nations, shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. When the glory of God is upon us, then we also will be clearly seen. It will be obvious that we are the sons of God because Christ Jesus will be in us of a surety. And the world and all creation will be satisfied when they see the glory of God upon the sons of God with their own eyes. They will behold this. Romans 8, verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. The world is crying out for help, but they are turned in the wrong direction. They are asking non-believers and ungodly people to help them. If they were to humble themselves and call on the name of the Lord, then God would help them. He would have done this a long time ago. Even if God's own people, Christians, would humble themselves, repent, and truly seek his face, he will hear them and will deliver them, as the scripture says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, Christians, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now, I know that many Christians are suffering right now. Many of you are crying to the Lord. Many of you don't understand what's happening in your life right now. You are struggling. You are in pain mentally and physically. Your soul is vexed. You have questions that no one can seem to answer. Well, all I can say to you right now is to hang in there. Hang in there. Continue your walk. Don't faint. Don't give up the fight. You will prevail. Keep in mind that you are God's gold church, and gold represents the nature of God. It cannot be destroyed. Although you may beat it, burn it, and bury it, it still never loses its beauty, its glow, its value. So hang in there. Because our reward is greater than you can ever imagine. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. I consider that our present sufferings are not comparable to the glory that will be revealed in us. When the glory of God is upon us and in us, then we will shine and people will see the amazing signs and wonders that you will do before their very eyes. Deuteronomy 28, verse 10, then all the peoples of the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will stand in awe of you. Even those who persecuted you and caused you great pain and stress, those who lied on you, treated you bad, those who would take from you, those are the very ones who will come to you in order to worship God. Isaiah 60, verse 14, the sons also of them that afflicted you shall come bending unto you, and all they that despise you shall bow themselves down at the soles of your feet, and they shall call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Even Satanists, witches, and warlocks, the deceivers who have infiltrated the church, will turn from their wicked ways and fall at your feet to worship God. Revelation 3:9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue or church of Satan, which say they are Jews, or they say that they're Christians, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you. When we bow down before the Lord, we exalt him. And when we exalt him, then he exalts us. God is going to make us a great and powerful people. So hang in there, because I know it doesn't seem like that right now. not with all the evil around us, not with all the death, lies, and deceit, not with all the hatred, anger, and violence that you see right now. But when we reach that appointed time in God, which will be very soon, then he will show himself strong on our behalf. We will be clothed with the beauty of the Lord, and all eyes will see this holy, heavenly beauty resting upon you, upon us. And they will see and know that this is the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the world will bow down. The world will fall in love with Jesus once they behold his beauty in you. They will feel ashamed for the blasphemies, for the disrespect, for the lies, and for all the bad things they said about the Lord. They will repent and give their hearts, their bodies, their souls, their minds to our God and Father in heaven. Then shall the glory of the Lord fill all the earth as the waters cover the sea. Then shall every knee bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jehovah Yeshua is Yahweh Elohim. Jesus Christ is Lord for the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the King. Praise the Lord. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb.
Broken hearts declare his praise. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before you.
Who can stop the Lord Almighty?
where you will find music and a message. I'm Pastor Timur McCain, and these are the scriptures for the week. Psalm 33, verse 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6. You alone are the Lord. You have made the heavens, the heaven of heavens with all their hosts, all that is on it, the seas, and all that is in them. You give life to all of them, and the heavenly host bows down before you. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Philippians 2, verses 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. He's our Savior.
Always living victory, 'cause
Father God, I repent and ask that you forgive me for all my sins. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he died on the cross and that you raised him from the dead. I accept and receive the Lord Jesus Christ in my life as my Lord, Savior, and King. And I believe that he is the Son of the living God. Now I ask that you accept me in your life and let me be a child of God. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope I spoke those words for you. You can speak those words to the Lord yourself. Rededicate yourself to him or receive him in your life. It's that simple. And then get baptized. Even if you have to get in the bathtub yourself, run some water, hop in there and dip yourself. If you have a swimming pool or jacuzzi, hop in there and dip yourself. Or have someone dip you in the water. But get baptized and then join with a church that really preaches the word and connect with fellow believers who are really true believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's filled with the Spirit so that you can wax strong and grow. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in, for joining me this week. We're here every week at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So check your time zone and dial in 646-668-8537 or simply click on my picture if you see the post on Facebook, Twitter, Alignable, Tumblr, or any of these other places. If you see the post of this particular show, just click on my picture, and you can hear it from your computer anytime, even tomorrow, next week. If you see the post of this program, click on my picture, and you can hear the entire program. Okay? Thank you for tuning in. And remember, on Wednesday, we have Christian Talk with my wife and myself, Pastor Tasila and myself, T. Meyer McCain, and our special guests. So be sure to tune in. You will be blessed. And it's really growing. The program is growing, and we have a good time on the show. So tune in on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific. So check your time zone. Keep in mind we are a worldwide radio program. So you'll get it at different times all over the world, okay? So just tune in. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you again next week. Goodbye.